I would imagine that at many points of our lives we have turned to the Lord to ask Him for something for ourselves or for those around us or for some particular intention. But not always does a prayer seem to be answered in the way we wished or the time that we wished. I often ask the Lord if I could please win the lottery. It hasn't happened yet. Maybe it would help if I would buy a lottery ticket and meet the Lord at least halfway on this one. It's difficult, though, to understand and try to find out the divine plan. Since God sees everything and knows everything about our lives and the life of the world and everything that's happening, it's hard to understand how all those prayers that we offer, how that fits into God's plan for each one of us. And so when we have those times when we think, well, God didn't answer my prayer, this person didn't get well, this didn't happen the way I wanted it to, why didn't this happen 10 years ago when I needed it? I remember a priest when I was in college seminary talking about this exact same passage. And he says, when you think of prayer, some people would say God answers prayers in one of two ways, yes or no. Either you get it or you don't. But he said, you know, if that's the case, then why did God, Jesus, say, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you? It seems like it would contradict it if God is saying no to our prayers. And he said, he looked at his life and at the times he was praying, and I would attest to this myself, that it seems that God answers prayers in one of three ways. Yes, let's wait a while, or I have something better in store. And I think I found that in my own life when it comes time for prayer. Since God sees everything and always wants the best for us, He knows when the right time for things are to occur or how things will work out better for us, even if we think we should know the better way. It's like a divine pause. He said, let's wait a while on this thing. We see when we answer God answers the prayers immediately, but maybe there's a time where God is asking us, let's just pause, let's wait. This isn't the right time for you, but later it will be. This isn't the way it's going to answer now, but later you'll understand. I'm the youngest of four kids. I'm the only boy in the family. And so growing up with three older sisters, when I was about kindergarten or first grade, I started to pray for a baby brother. My mom and dad were 41 when they had me. And when I turned 41, I could not imagine having a baby at that time. God bless my mom and dad. But so I told my mom one day, I said, I'm praying that you'll have a baby brother, or a little baby boy. And she very gently said, no, God has given me all the children I'm going to have. So I thought, well, then that's it. So I stopped praying for that. Fast forward to my ordination. I now have hundreds of brothers and brother priests, some older, some younger. Where the things I wanted to have as a little boy, somebody to talk to or hang out with or have lunch with in school, I have many good priest brothers who are able to offer me advice or sit and listen to me or to go out to lunch or on vacation, and that I can offer advice or help to my younger brothers. That wasn't the time, and it wasn't the way God intended it for me to have a brother, but He answered the prayer. Not the exact way I wanted it, but I have many, many brothers to be around. In our first reading today, we hear Abraham picking up from where we left off last Sunday, where the three visitors, the Holy Trinity, who come to visit Abraham, and now they're heading off to seek Sodom and Gomorrah to see just as evil as they know it is to be. And Abraham is pleading, bargaining, petitioning, that if there's 50 good people, would you spare the city? Save the city for the 50 good people. Don't allow the bad to be influencing the good or the good to suffer with the bad. And he bargains with God all the way down into 10. If I can find 10 good people, I'll spare the city. Well, of course, God cannot find 10 good people in that city. He finds 5. Abraham's nephew Lot, his wife, and their 3 daughters. And even though he was praying for something marvelous to change the city and to make sure that they can all survive, it wasn't the way it was to be. But Lot was able to be spared. Lot and his family were able to be spared until Lot's wife disobeyed God, turned around and looked at the destruction, and she turned into the pillar of salt. But it was a different prayer that was answered. Lot was saved. God will always work for our good if we allow him to work good for ourselves. I remember a PBS show, and they were interviewing or taking a year-long video of Gethsemane Abbey down in Louisville, Kentucky. And they followed the monks around for an entire year. And at one point, the interviewer asked the abbot, you know, with the priest shortage out there, why are these men just sitting around here praying all day? Why aren't they in parishes or schools or hospitals doing something? And the abbot went back to that first reading we heard today about petitioning and prayer, praying for the conversion of two cities. And he said, you know, maybe my 20 or 30 priests who are here praying all day is sparing the whole country or the world from the punishment it deserves. And so I think we're doing something good here. Prayer is a very powerful thing that we can do. It is an awesome relationship with God, not just with petitions, but to be able to have that relationship with God that I can go to him as my father and say, Lord, I need this. Could you help this person? Could you help our world? Or whatever petition is on our hearts. It's to show our reliance and trust in God. And that persistence that Abraham had, we should also have in our daily prayer. Is it worth praying for? Is this person worth praying for? Then we should pray for it constantly. Not just because I didn't get it by the 6 o'clock this afternoon and say, oh, well, God's not a vending machine. But that in my relationship with him, I bring to him myself and the world and all those petitions that I hold deep in my heart and place them into God's hand, knowing that he sees better than I could ever see. And knowing that either he answers it yes immediately, or we may have to wait a while, or maybe God has something else better in store for each one of us. And in that prayer, he's working for our good so that we come to know him better, that we have a life that is filled with his grace and love, and that we can share with him for all eternity in heaven.